The next coach on the teleconference is Iowa's Kirk Ferentz. Iowa visits Minnesota on Saturday. It's 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time kickoff on BTN. Coach, thank you very much for joining us. If you could give us some opening comments, then we'll go ahead and take questions for you.
Sure. Yeah, I think we had a productive bye week, and it was good to give everybody a chance to rest a little bit, but also try to move the team forward. And now we're back in a game week mode. So, second game in Big Ten play. Two teams both looking for their first win, and it'll also be our first road game this year. So it's a little bit different from that standpoint too. But all in all, trying to work forward here and see if we can improve and, get ready to play on Saturday.
Thank you, Coach. We'll go ahead and take questions now.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue, following two prompts, we will conclude that coach's portion of the call. And your first question is from Leo Haggerty at Sports Magazine.
Good morning, Coach.
Good morning.
Coach, a citizenship question instead of football this morning. With the elections coming up in November, do you feel a responsibility or an obligation to encourage your players to register and vote?
Yeah, we do. That's something we talk about, and there's actually an excellent piece came out last spring from John McCain, actually, that was really kind of addressed that. It's everybody's civic duty to be, active and participate. So instead of complaining about things, go out and do something about it. And we also brought a group in last spring to, work on that initiative also and try to raise awareness and get our guys all registered and what have you. So it was kind of an educational piece that we picked up from the Atlanta Falcons, actually. It's a Rise to Vote. And they came in and did an excellent job. Great presentation in the spring with our players.
Thank you, Coach. Good luck this weekend.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Your next question is from Chad Listicow, Des Moines Register.
Hey, good morning, Coach.
Hi, Chad.
Last week during the bye week, Brian Ferentz mentioned you guys changed things up a little bit in your bye week routine from a couple of years ago. Can you maybe specify maybe some of the changes you made and maybe if you feel like it helped?
Yeah, it's kind of funny. I was just talking to Reese Morgan in the locker room about an hour ago about that bye weeks are always kind of tricky, and you're never quite sure how to handle it. And I know a lot in the NFL right now, a lot of people are just, and it was kind of a West Coast thing. Mike Holmgren, I think, kind of started the trend, but a lot of people just give their team an entire week off. And I think Andy Reid's got a ridiculous record after bye weeks. That's what they do. So anyway, that's one extreme. I'm not sure that fits for college guys. And then also the time of your bye week, we're still really early in our season right now. So we talked about it pretty extensively back in the wintertime, February, early March, and what we decided to do is stick with our schedule, We did give the older guys some time off Monday, but we practiced, Norman's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. We went Tuesday, Wednesday. We didn't have as much contact as we normally would, but, still wanted to try to push the team forward, so it gave us a chance to do that, and then also work the younger guys a little bit more extensively, guys that haven't really been on the game field yet, and a handful of those guys I'm sure will be on, maybe even sooner than later. So, I think all in all it went well. And, the guys came out and seemed fresh on Sunday when we got started again for this week.
So in the past you're maybe working later into the week, is that what you're saying? Or how did you change that? And also just follow-up, your last two buys.
Yeah, if you went back and charted it, we'd probably have eight different menus and the one constant is normally I didn't like what I saw the first Sunday or, we'd come back. So we did break a trend that way. At least I thought we had a good practice Sunday. I thought the guys were engaged. I thought they were fresh and focused, and that was kind of the goal. So I don't know if that'll play out this week, but, at least so far so good.
Appreciate it. Thanks.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
And again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number 1. Your next question is from Sam McEwen, Omaha World Herald.
Hey, Coach. Big Ten tends to be a close game kind of league. You guys have had a couple already this year, and you had a bunch last year, a couple of you won, that you won and a couple that you didn't. When you think about how you play in close games. Are there one or two constants that you kind of piece together that you think are crucial to winning those games, and how do you kind of coach those things?
Well, I think, you know, basically everything is important, and we kind of live in that world. I don't want to cite any teams right now. Maybe Alabama is a good example, but I was going to say Alabama-Clemson, but Clemson had a close game Saturday. There were days, I remember in the 70s where some teams could name the score just about every week of the season, maybe outside of one or two weeks, and otherwise they were, you know, just going out there and kind of going through the motions a little bit. So we've never lived in that world. We don't get, you know, those types of prospects, and our coaches have never been that smart, including me. So, yeah, close games are, to me, it's a lot like NFL play. You know, there's a lot of close games in the NFL, and what you learn is all the little things matter, everything you do, and the more you can do little things better, the better your team has a chance to be successful. But there's so many things that go into it, and, you know, might be a break, it might be an injury, those types of things too. So it's really, I think that's what makes college football so interesting. It's really hard to predict what's going to happen any given week, let alone over a season.
And again, if you have a question, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad.
Coach, thank you very much for your time, and we'll talk to you again next week.
My pleasure. Thank you.